This is a message about healing, and we have a slightly different perspective on healing, and I go into a lot of detail explaining that in the YouTube, Why Wasn't I Healed?, along with many scriptural references, if you want to check that out. I have a dear friend who is struggling right now to understand the Lord's will for healing. As I was thinking about her and praying for her, the Lord began to speak to me. Tell her from me that she can take back the gift of her entire will and being that she gave me, and then be prayed for to recover. But until she does that, I will take her at her word. The yielding up of a soul's health is one of the most treasured gifts they can give me. I receive it with extreme tenderness and devotion, knowing well the price of such a gift. Yes, knowing well. My love, do not be tormented by these questions. Do not allow your mind to be clouded because others do not possess this truth from the Gospels. Did I veil the cross in secret meanings only for a few? No, I launched it up into the sky for all to see, and then I mandated that those who love me should follow after me, being willing to surrender their entire lives and the happiness this world can give them for me. In return is the honor to labor with me for souls. And here I'm just citing Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in what I'm suffering for you, and I fill up my flesh, what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. This is not an honor bestowed on anyone, he continues. These souls are carefully chosen by me because of their sincere love for me and for humanity. Yet they have been endowed with free will and can take the gift of themselves back at any time. It's up to them. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Yes, if you love me, you will shed even your very own blood for my lambs. These are extraordinary times, and they call for an extraordinary love, a love that says yes to all I require of it. And yet you know the benefits of this holy exchange, and I know you wouldn't trade it for the world, and your friend is such a soul as yourself. She will not take back what she gave me. The very thought will pierce her heart. So then she must learn to live with it, asking for strength every day. I'm reminded of Paul's thorn here that he had to live with every day, even though he asked for it to be removed so many times. He continues, I know what is necessary today and every day according to my needs for souls, for co-laborers, the sacrifices I require of them. Some days are more demanding than others. And that was the end of the message. You know, the Lord knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. He knows how far we'll go and when we get to a breaking point. And in my own instance, I have fibromyalgia. I've received a healing for it a couple of times, but it comes back. And my husband also has health issues that come back. There are times when I lay hands on him and he's healed. And that's that. And there are other times when I lay hands on him and he's not healed. It's the same amount of faith in operation, the same gift in operation both times. But we've noticed that there are usually very good reasons for the Lord allowing us to remain in that state. And it has to do with the state of other souls and that their lives and their destinies hang in the balance. The Lord is looking for fast offerings for them. And, you know, it's their destiny that hangs in the balance, and it's our discomfort for a few hours. It's an exchange. And the Lord doesn't waste any suffering that we go through, anything that we suffer. He uses as a fast offering for souls because we've given our lives to Him. So, you know, with my fibromyalgia, I had a chance to be healed. I know somebody who works with medicine and has healed many people of fibromyalgia. And I asked the Lord, may I go to this physician? And basically he said, you can go, but you're giving up the offering that I gave you to offer me. And, you know, the Lord doesn't create sickness, the enemy does, but the Lord allowed that sickness. And it is an offering. And yet he allows me to take pain medication to help me stay functional. He gives me that much latitude. But he still is requiring that I carry this cross. And I've seen how it works hundreds of times. I've seen it many, many times, how it works. And I've seen great things accomplished through prayer because I backed it up with a fast offering. So there's a lot of validity to this. And, you know, especially if you look at the cross, Simon carrying the Lord's cross, you can see that he enlisted other people to suffer with him and for him. So the Lord bless you all, YouTube family, and I pray that we're all strengthened to carry the crosses the Lord allows in our life. And keep us in your prayers too. Thank you for listening.